Stupidity is presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Don't forget to download and subscribe to the Mystery Crate, part of the Levitard and Friends podcast network. I'd promote it more specifically, but it's a mystery, and I'm lazy. You can find the Mystery Crate wherever you get your podcast.
Stugatz.
This might be the one that gets us fired, Mike.
Yep.
Mike Golic Jr.
We had a good run. Back to 7 to 9 Sunday mornings.
This is Weekend Observations.
I'll see you there.
You're always there.
I haven't left.
For some reason, the thought of them doing live music never even crossed my mind. I feel like they just existed to like make bad Hallmark Channel movies.
Are they this the band that has the Baby I'm Amazed By You song?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, was in Nashville, absolutely just by accident almost. We were supposed to be somewhere else, but we ended up in Nashville. It was during Country Music Fest, and we talked our way into this big ABC daytime after party show, and they were playing live at some – it was just at a bar, essentially. And I was like, Lone Star? I know them! And yeah.
I think they're the band.
Baby, I'm Amazed By You song is so good.
It is.
And it was at its peak, too. It was like at its peak, too.
I think Lone Star is the definition of a band I wouldn't pay to see live, but if they were playing, I'd stop and watch.
That's exactly how it happened for me.
Yeah.
I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
What was the first song you had memorized as a kid?
It's a great question.
Yeah. I think mine is I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy and Faith Evans, but that's just me.
On Bended Knee by Boyz II Men.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Boom. That album was fire.
That's an absolute heat rocket. Because mine's like stanza. Like mine was probably like Somewhere I Belong by Linkin Park.
Oh, wow.
Awkward. Yeah. That was my first concert. I went to the Project Revolution tour and saw Linkin Park, Korn, and Snoop Dogg. Those were the three headliners.
How old were you and did your father drive you there?
I was in seventh grade. My brother was in sixth grade. My dad was there with us. And nobody in the demo of that crowd had anything in common other than they were high on marijuana. That was the only commonality.
Gojo, you have to tell the story. What song was it when you were in the car with your dad and he was like, it's a life lesson, you guys?
Lose Yourself from the 8 Mile soundtrack. Mike A., I shit you not. I forget how old we were. It was whenever 8 Mile came out. And like,
The number one song for my 18th birthday. I know that because I filled out one of those random things where it's supposed to be your life lesson song, your song for life, whatever it is. And I was like, Lose Yourself. That's not bad. So the fact that you're telling this story in this context makes it that much better to me.
Perfect.
Wow. Because yeah, like that was basically how we treated it. Like I hadn't started listening to a lot of rap music yet. I was a white kid that grew up in Avon, Connecticut. So my avenues to this were pretty limited. And we're in the back of the car, and it's me and my brother, and then my mom and dad are in the front seat. And my dad goes, I want you guys to listen to this song. It's all about being ready for an opportunity, making the most of that moment when you get the chance of it. And my dad turns this up, and we're sitting in the back seat like, all right, like this song's kind of tight. And my dad's up front, like ready to run through a wall. He thinks that he's just like hit the fatherly advice quota of a lifetime. And he's like re-upping on the message the whole way through. And the only thing it did was get me to go download the rest of the 8 Mile soundtrack, then the Eminem show, and then start listening to rap. Like literally my relationship and love of hip hop and rap music is all born in that moment.
Your dad probably turned it up and said, if I die right now, my kids are going to be all right after this.
He bestowed all he had to.
I've done all I can for them.
I took care of you boys. It's not always going to be easy, all right, guys? Sometimes you're not going to believe in yourself, but the important thing is if you're ready and prepared for any opportunity, you can capture your moment. Don't let it slip.
Honestly, Gojo, when you were telling that story, I thought you were gonna have some like punchline to it. That wasn't like I thought you were gonna be like, kids, listen to this song. You hear this? I want you to remember this. Your mom's spaghetti is shit.
No, I wish that was a story that like had some this, funny ending.
This was real to him. This was real to him.
Hello, boys.
Looking a little thin there.
Wow.
Ooh.
Thank you.
You. I got a haircut. That must be it.
Dude, wait.
Oh, there's the guy. Yeah, he doesn't.
Speaking of that, did you guys see that picture of Peyton
Manning?
Does this
look thin?
Yes, I did on your Twitter feed, and great comment.
Hey, I said that.
Yeah.
I mean,
Omaha.
I expect nothing less. But, I mean, just talk about the fact that, like, I can't get my life in order. Peyton Manning has a six-pack in retirement.
It's like an eight-pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got
Jesus abs
too.
He's got Jesus abs.
Wait, are you guys saying he's more ripped now than when he was playing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, how do you know this?
Look at Gojo's Twitter feed. Yeah.
And what's amazing is this feels like kind of a shot at Tom Brady because you've got all this TB12 stuff and you're still playing, but Peyton Manning's got the body that stuff should get you.
I had no idea this was a thing, that Manning is in better shape, that he's an 8-pack instead of a 6-pack. That's amazing.
I am blown away by the work he's done.
You're speechless.
Really?
Mikey A., what was that f***ing face you made when I showed my gut? I mean, Jesus.
Well, I mean, I was turned on. That's my turned on face.
you didn't know I had that. You didn't know I was packing that, did you? I mean...
Stugatz, what's the closest you've ever come to an 8-pack?
Oh, God. Just us talking about Peyton Manning's. That's the closest I've ever come to it. Gojo, in your heyday, did you have like a – is now your heyday or was college your heyday?
No, now is definitely my heyday.
I'll call you tomorrow when it's my heyday.
Gojo, whenever there's pictures of you as anything younger than like the last 3 years, I'm like, oh my God.
Every time, like Time Hop or something, if you're giving me a picture from 5 years ago or more, like my last year, my last like training camp go around with the Saints, I gained like 10 pounds of New Orleans weight in 3 months. I got like the doctor, like when we went in to get our physicals and stuff, I learned what triglycerides were because I had a very high amount of them. Like my blood was just fat. I had fat blood.
What blood type do you have? F.
Never heard of that one before. Oh God, it smells like cake.
Fat positive.
Yes. The universal eater.
Oh my God, what are we doing today? What's going on? What's
well Mikey C's not gonna join us, so
what?
Yeah, he texted me. He said he's having oral surgery.
Really?
Yeah. It's the first oral he's had in a while.
Hey-o! How long you been sitting on that one, Mikey A?
I got to bed around 2:30.
Wait a second. Are we at all concerned that he has oral surgery? We probably should be, right?
No, we're not concerned.
No.
He texted me and said, hey, I don't think I'll be able to record this week. I got to have oral surgery. I said, whoa, you okay? He said, yeah, I need a tooth pulled, but it's in my sinus, so it's going to have to be a whole surgery thing.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. Whoa.
Mikey's, he's just growing teeth in his nose? I mean, his nose is big, but I didn't get out of mouth.
Yeah.
This feels like a direct side effect of all the Red Bull, by the way. Like,
but not the cigarettes, Mike. No, I feel like these deformities happen when you smoke 10 bags of cigarettes a day. You start growing teeth in your sinuses. I mean, Stanzik, I've never heard of anything like this in my life. What are you talking about?
I've also never heard of Mikey C giving up on airtime. Like, this is unfathomable. We have been doing this podcast weekly for, what, a month now? And we've been taping the same time every Thursday. He knows the time. When the doctor says, hey, you got to have a tooth pulled, he should block off Thursday afternoons. Like, I'm unavailable.
Right.
Does Mikey C force the doctor to wake him up halfway through the surgery for him to smoke a cigarette? I cannot get, my body literally will not be able to go that long.
If they're pulling a tooth, Mikey C won't be able to smoke for like 24 to 48 hours. I'm telling
you.
That's
not true. That's not
true. You can get a bad infection.
Stugatz, there's a better chance of Nick Saban being left out of the football game this weekend with COVID than there is of Mikey going 24 hours for any reason without smoking a cigarette.
Did you hear Saban, by the way, when he was explaining, like, hey, all the meetings will go as planned. I'll be doing them on Zoom. If anything needs to be cleaned up around the office, Sarkisian has that. Like empty out his trash can? What is he talking about?
Sarkisian is the guy that gets to hold the laptop with Saban on it. Now walk me over to the D-lineman. I have to yell at them. Faster, Sarkisian.
Wait, so no Mikey C. This is weird. Stanzik's right because he made his appointment on the day. We all agreed when we started doing this weekly, we would do it every Thursday, right?
Well, we said Tuesdays, but...
Okay.
It's become Thursdays.
But then we never did anything on Tuesdays.
It's not a thing. Not once.
We haven't done it once on a Tuesday. We've only done it on Thursdays. The options are Tuesdays and Thursdays, which would suggest to me that Mikey would make the dental appointment Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, you know? And then he's going to get f-ing mad at me at Gojo because he didn't get any airtime this week.
What are we going to do without him then? Like he, I mean, let's be honest, as much as we make fun of Mikey C, he is kind of the glue that, you know, the stir.
He's the glue stuff. Guy.
Oh, I have nothing to say to either of you, to any of you.
Yeah. What?
I have nothing to say to any of you
right.
without Mikey C here.
I feel empty. I mean, listen, our show leads sports radio and Mikey's. We got Mikey G, we got Mikey A, we got Mikey C. We got to be able to figure something out here, no?
What, like other letters? Like a Mikey B, a Mikey E?
Yes, yes, boom.
All right, everybody go through your phones, find another Mikey.
All right, well, we have a Mikey A. Time out. Hold on.
Hang on.
Hold on a second. Yes, I want to go through my phone as desperately as you do, trust me. But what the f*** are we doing once we stumble upon a
Mikey? Who cares?
Mikey E. We don't know what we're doing. Are we going to try to reach out to these people?
One, I'm with Mike A. Who cares? And two, if they know Mikey C, maybe they give us a Mikey C story, and then we get some Mikey C content.
Have they ever smoked a cigarette, and when was the last time?
Ooh, I like that. Ooh. All right, scroll.
Do they know anything about oral surgery?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, get the oral surgeon on Stantic. Okay. I want everything. I want everyone from that office on. Like, what was Mikey like when he walked in? I want the receptionist on. I want the assistant on and the oral surgeon. Get them all on next week, okay?
On it.
Good. Yeah. All right. That was nice. Thank you.
There we go.
All right. So what Mikey's do we know?
So we have a Mikey A, obviously. I mean, Mikey A, if you have a great Mikey C story you'd like to share with us at some point, feel free. So now we're on to the B's.
mean, Wait, are we going in order?
I mean, listen, I don't know. I got a Mike Biamonte. He is the in-house entertainment.
Mike Breen.
Get him
Breen on.
Do you guys know who Mike Biamonte is?
No.
So he's like the in-arena voice for the Miami Heat, okay? So he does like the starting lineups. Mike, you know when you get, like when you watch a Heat game or go to a Heat game, Dos Minutos.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that guy. He's the Dos Minutos guy.
Yeah, too many steps. Yeah, he's that guy. but let's have him come on, Stanzik, and let's get him to say something like too many smokes.
Many cigarettes?
Yes, too many smokes.
Tooth in the nose.
All right, so what are we doing with Mike Breen, though? Because Breen just got out of the bubble. Boom. I mean, he's seeing his family.
Bang.
Mikey, you say bang. I'm the person responsible for texting Mike Breen right now after the man worked nonstop for 5 months.
We just need 5 seconds of his time. That's it. Right, he's been on the podcast before. He knows the hijinks we're up to.
Yeah.
He'll love it.
Okay. And what do we want him to do when he calls in?
Bang!
Bang!
And just then he say bang and leave.
All he's got to do. He doesn't have to say anything else.
All right, let me see.
Bang.
All right, so I am now responsible for the two Mikey B's right now. Biamonte.
Yes.
Okay.
I texted the only Mike B I know, who is Mike Birch, who's one of the PR guys for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Since I failed to get us Chase Claypool,
get him on.
The guy who manages Chase Claypool.
Get Roethlisberger on the pod.
Yes. Get Mikey B. Get him on. Get all the Mikey B's you can think of. Okay.
We're getting hung up on B right here. Every Mike B.
This is a great game. Do we have just like, so we have a Mikey A, we have a Mikey B. We have three Mikey B's.
Yeah.
We need Mike.
I got C. I got Who? C. Michael Collins.
Oh, wow.
Mikey C. Wow. Michael Collins. And he knows Mikey C, like the real one. Okay. I appreciate that we're doing here this podcast version of exactly what Katie Nolan did.
Yes! On. But only Mikey's.
Mikey's. The Mikey version of that.
Wait, what did Katie Nolan do? What happened?
On Always Late, they had a bunch of us get in a Zoom, and we had to send the Zoom link with no like explanation of what it was to the most famous people that we knew in our contact
and list. See who could get somebody on. It was and, like, it was awesome.
We ended up with like Lin-Manuel Miranda on.
Oh,
there.
No, I remember. Yeah, I remember that because I got an invite to that from Diana Rossini. She was trying to impress everyone with me. I'm like, what are you doing?
That, I would have sent it to you if that was like my list.
I know. It was like I got it very late. I know. And Rossini's got everyone. I mean, she's got everyone's number. She doesn't like to use them or bother them. But Rossini sent me that, I think, at like 9:30 on a Thursday night, it felt like. And I told her I was at a lacrosse mitzvah.
Stugatz, you'll appreciate this. My only contribution to that Zoom, I whiffed on everybody that I tried for, like, at the major league level. The only person I brought to the Zoom was Joey Chestnut.
Wow. Listen, you brought something, though, man.
I just point out that Diana Rossini has, like, Jimmy Garoppolo's number probably in her phone, but she struck out with Stugatz? How much of a kick to the ego is that?
I know. And she has a Mikey V, too. She has Mike Vrabel.
Wow.
I mean, who doesn't have Mike Vrabel's number?
You have it?
Text him.
Not at all.
Get him on the pod. Hold on.
I am texting Mike Diamante right
now. Are you? Because I'm texting him, I thought. You do it.
All right, go ahead. No.
You do it.
You text him. I'm just texting him that my producer is going to reach out to you for the podcast. Okay. All right, so hold on. So have you reached out to the Steelers, Mike B?
Yep. He's in a meeting with CBS right now. I told him to call me when he gets out.
Tell him, I mean, and
Zoom me when he gets out.
Seriously. I mean, listen, what's going on with CBS and COVID and football? Nothing. Come on. This is more important. Mike, it feels like we're hanging on by a thread with football. It's like filibuster.
It's not going, well, Stu, guys. Are we surprised? Are we surprised by any of this? We watched everyone go through this.
No, we're not surprised. I'm trying to think of a Mikey E. We got
Michael Eaves.
Michael Eaves.
Oh, boom. It's either Michael Eaves or Michael Ruzioni. I mean, that's
yes!
it.
I was going to say that.
Wait.
What team do you play for?
Did you skip D?
By the way.
I did.
Mike D'Antoni.
You guys know I'm
what?
Loose, I have a loose relation to Mike what was the one you just mentioned?
Ruzioni?
Yeah. That's my sister-in-law's uncle.
Really?
Come on.
Listen, text your sister-in-law's uncle right now.
I'm texting Jenny.
Okay, good. I don't know. We're getting on it. We're on to something here. Mikey E. So we got Michael Eaves. We skipped D. You're right. Mike D'Antoni. No one's going to be able to get to him. Mike D. You know who Mike D is?
Yes.
Isn't he like the guy who runs the Padres? He ran the Dolphins for a little bit. Oh, he runs radio.com now? What? All right, I can't get this Mike D.
I got Mike DeVito, former Jets defensive lineman.
I was just going to say I have Mike Daniels, former Packers D lineman.
Ooh, wow.
Mike Dunleavy Sr. is what I'm working with here.
Ooh, wow. Hold on a second.
I'm going to start looking at F.
You guys got some impressive Ds, man.
I've been told.
Hey. Hey. Baby. I got I'm going through here. Like, I got this guy, Mike Dreb. I don't even know who he is.
By the way, you have a friend named Mikey T?
I do have a friend named Mikey T.
Get him on.
Okay, I will.
Mike Tannenbaum.
Tannenbaum, yeah. Yes.
Stugatz, speaking of impressive, 1 hour show today.
Really? Baseball?
1 hour show today.
Baseball?
Baseball.
I mean, no one loves the baseball playoffs more than you. Go like, no one. Nobody. It's the greatest shift in radio.
We got a mic!
Mikey,
yeah.
Mikey, you!
Okay, we're not going in alphabetical order here, okay?
Yeah, you are. You're just going backwards. That's all that works.
Mikey, you listen, we're going through we're bringing on as many Mikeys as possible to hopefully tell a story about the great Mikey C, who's not with us today because he's getting oral surgery.
You killed him for
he's finally having the surgery. Good Lord.
What do you mean finally? How long has he put this thing off? How long? Hold on a second, Mikey.
Yeah, you're gonna wait? Okay.
We should explain who Mikey U is to the audience too.
Well, listen, Mikey U is the guy when Golic and I did the show on the radio. Mikey U was the guy we referred to as Suit, okay?
Yeah.
He gave the impression that he was overseeing what it is that we were doing, but he wasn't paying attention like everyone else. I mean,
no, never. Yeah. I mean, that show was basically a driverless bus that just careened along the highway, bouncing between guardrails. But it was fun. It was fun all last.
As the producer of that show, thank you.
Yes, that's what we're going for. Go, Joe, we did it. I mean,
achievement success.
Wait, so I want to know, you said he finally got the surgery. Yes. How long has Mikey C been putting this off?
I would probably err on the side of caution and say at least 3 or 4 months. But he's only been complaining about it for probably like 2-3 weeks, I would say. You know, he came into work, as he always does, he comes into work in the very end of where it is the emergency, where he really needs to go somewhere and get it checked out, where he came walking in. And again, it was on a Sunday, I think, if I remember correctly. So he had come to work on Saturday, no problems whatsoever. Then I come in on Sunday, and he's holding his jaw, and he's like, oh, man, I'm in a lot of pain. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, well, I've had this tooth issue for a while, and it just really, you know, really has come up on me last night or some kind of thing like that. So I told him, I said, why don't you go to the doctor, get checked out? Have you gone to the doctor? He's like, well, no, not really. So he goes, what I understand from the story then forward is he goes to the dentist, I think, Monday or Tuesday. They can't fit him in. They're going to give it a try. Then all of a sudden I hear, well, they said that I can come in on Saturday, so is it cool if I leave work early? I go, so your dentist can't fit you in at all during the week, but Saturday is going to fit you in? And he's like, yeah, I think that's how it's going to work. And then Saturday comes. He can't fit him in Saturday. Then he finally gets an appointment for that Monday. He goes in, and that was at least 2 weeks to maybe 3 weeks ago that he had that appointment. So I can't believe it's taken him another 2 to 3 weeks to get surgery.
He did it on the one day of the week he gets airtime. I mean,
that's naturally. Naturally. Yes. That's the way it works for him.
All right. So, do you have a Mikey C story, Mikey U?
I
have a Mikey R in another window, okay? And it's my. I'm very excited about this. Mics are popping up everywhere. Do you have a Mikey C story, Mikey U?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many to choose from, but I guess the best one for me, it comes as a supervisory role type thing where. He has had so many issues health-wise, and this wasn't the mouth thing isn't the first thing. It's been, I believe, kidney stones the last time. So he's had to call out numerous amount of times because of back issues because of these. So I told him, I said, listen, you need to start drinking water. And he's like, I don't know. Water's not good for you if you drink a lot of it. I'm like, seriously? This is a guy that drinks, I think, like 5 or 6 Red Bulls a day. Right. So, of course, he's going to have issues with kidney stones. So I made it a part of his actual work flow, like that you have to actually achieve as a goal for a year, is to drink 2 glasses of water every day. So now I have to take care of him and put it into his work goals for the year to make sure he actually drinks water so he has no more issues with kidney stones. And I mean, Mike A can attest, there's a bunch of other guys that can attest that I don't think he's had any kidney issues and back issues for the last like 6 to 8 months because it's part of his workflow.
He drinks 4 cups, he gets a pay raise and a promotion.
I need to play out of Mike U taking credit for Mikey C's health.
I can say, you have to tell a 40-plus-year-old man to drink water daily.
It's not good for you.
I mean, no, that's the way Mikey C is, man. That's the way it goes.
My body doesn't really respond well to it.
I heard drinking a lot of water is real bad for you. That's what he
I didn't know we had a fake Mikey C.
That was awesome. Very limited.
Roll today, Golic.
It's a very limited fake.
All right, Mikey, you get out of here. We appreciate you overseeing the show and not listening for all those years. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks for having me. Keep it going.
All right, there's a Mikey R on. Look at this. I mean, Michael Ryan, executive producer of the Levitard Show with Stu Gods. I don't think Mikey R has any Mikey C stories. Do you? I don't think you've had any interactions with him like that, have you?
My relationship with Mikey C is just executive producer on remote to board op, and that's always a frustrating one because he's the only board op that takes, you know, 12 cigarette breaks during the commercial break. So I'm constantly flying blind during my show, screaming down the line, hey, Bristle, Mikey, does anybody have me? I need this. And he's just always out. So, but we all kind of love him still.
It's a weird relationship. We know we feel you. That confusion in your voice, Mike, we've all been there.
That's exactly how Smoke Break started, I think, actually. It was Stu calling for him down the line. He was always gone out by the dumpster smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Also, producer in me says it's a bad decision to go to me because that Mikey C impression from Mike Golic Jr. was incredible.
Yes. I want to hear more of it. I really do.
I don't have any more. It's like it just pops up naturally. I'm like a very Chris Cody with my impressions where I'm very nervous about all of them. I haven't practiced them nearly enough to get to the microphone and actually – feel good about this, but I'm also going out on top on that one. I'm not going to top it.
Because Mike, I'm telling you, Mike is great with impressions. So for him to say that is lofty praise there. I think Mike can probably cover Mike M too, a Mikey M for us, because he has a fake limited Michael McDonald in there somewhere.
Yes!
Mike, can you give us a little fake Michael Mikey M, please?
I mean, yeah. What do you want to hear? Let's see. Let me go to the. Thank you, Google. Thank you for having me on the show. Really happy to be on Super Duty.
I love you. That was amazing.
Such a long way to go.
Your long way to go got the Zoom got stuck on go, and so what? Yeah. We had you stuck
it's
on
the
that
fade out.
I'm getting caught weird.
Stupidity. All right. So, is anyone trying to reach out to Michael Collins, Michael Eaves?
I just followed Mike Vrabel on Twitter. We're gonna see how that goes.
Okay, Mikey V.
I can't imagine that goes well.
Mikey probably V. not. But
what do you think that's going to achieve, Gojo?
Not much, you rats, but you know what?
And listen, it's a good try. You're right. I'm sorry.
You can't win if you don't play.
Oh, God.
I'm negotiating with Eaves right now. We're working on this.
What are you negotiating with
Eaves? Come on, Eaves. He knows Mikey C, too.
What letters do we need, Stanzik?
The way I see it, we have A covered.
What a stupid show, Mikey A.
This is so stupid. This is so stupid.
But I love it. It's stupidity. Yes.
This is like our idea about reading the text chain that one time. Is it Oh!
Yeah!
He's got the fire!
Oh my God!
Wow!
Hold on. I'm looking. Hold on. I'm in a fierce text negotiation right now.
With who, Francesa?
Yes. I sent him the text. I sent Francesa the text. I did. I did. I haven't spoke to him in years. I just said, hey, would you mind jumping on Stupidity and just and be Mikey F for a minute?
Speaking of, Mikey B joins us now. Mikey B, we told you nothing about joining this Zoom, but thank you.
Absolutely. What's happening, guys? I take it this is one of these drop-ins. Whoever you can get to drop in this thing, drop in. So stand up and make some noise for Stupidity.
New open. I just heard a new open.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I missed everything. My computer froze. What the hell?
This is so much better. Wow. That was
Mike,
electric.
Can you give us a like a too many cigarettes?
Yeah. No. Too many smokes.
Oh, yeah.
Smokes. All right. Got you. Too many smokes.
Mike, hey, what was the other one?
Dos minutos.
No, but you had another word for it.
Oh, I don't remember.
In the interim, Mike, we'll take the dos minutos, which we love.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You got it. 2 minutes. Dos. Minuto!
Electric.
That's all I needed.
God. Mike Piamonte, thank you so much. There's got to be a play on words. Mike, give us what are some of your most famous in-house in arena calls? I know Dos Minutos is one of them. What others? We're just trying to figure out a play on word for smokes.
Well, you know, the couple of them have been the ones we just did: the stand up and make some noise, the too many steps. Dos minutos, 3 That's a big one, of course. Now, when it comes to something on fire, there was a time that something came out of my mouth that got me in a little bit of trouble one time.
A little bit of heat, one would say?
Yes, Bravo. You could say that.
Bravo.
Bad joke.
And so the only thing that would match with fire to me is something like extinguished. And that caused a little bit of problem one time.
Controversy.
I would like to hear what it is that you said, if possible. I mean...
Yeah, that's not possible.
What was the – Mikey A., did you remember – have we bought you enough time?
That no,
you
not at all. No, not at all. You suck. I wish we would – if I would have known, I would have wrote him an intro for Mikey C. like he was coming out of the tunnel.
We can do it. We can do it on the fly. Mike, you do intros, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we have a 45-year-old part-time board op who smokes a lot of cigarettes from Waterbury, Connecticut.
Right. He usually smokes them out by the dumpster, I think.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. There you go. Yes.
Can we work some sort of introduction?
So imagine him. He's in the starting five. He's getting ready to rip the pants off. The flames are flying everywhere at the American Airlines Arena. And Mike Biamonte is in charge of introducing the fifth starter in the starting five. His name is Mikey C. Smokes a ton of cigarettes. How would that sound?
Starting at center, 5 foot empty pack of cigarettes. From outside the dumpster, stand up and make some noise for Mikey C.
Mikey
B, we love you, man. Anything you want to get out there, promote it. Go ahead. Feel free. Promote Mikey B.
Hey, be sure to check out voiceofmiami.com and also the 2 Minutes Dos Minutos podcast. Awesome. Guys, it's great to see you all. Thanks for inviting me on. Everybody be well, stay healthy, and I hope you guys can hear me live in the American Airlines Arena next season. We are looking forward to having fans back and getting back into the arena. I had a good time virtually, but let's get this back to everybody together. That would be the best.
All right. Sounds good.
Absolutely.
Mike, we love you. We love you. We appreciate you doing this. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
I mean, we are on fire. We're back.
That's going to be hard to top.
That sure is.
That was good. All right, we're done. Gojo, you have a game this weekend, by the way? Or you don't know yet?
Got a game tonight.
What do you got?
We got a little bit of Central, or sorry, not Central Arkansas. That's a great start to the game I'm doing.
Yeah, there you go.
Fixed up the team already.
Good research, Mike. You might want to know the teams.
What hell? There's too many Arkansas, by the way. Arkansas State
one is too many.
Little Sunbelt action.
What about Mike McGlinchey?
Ooh, Glinch.
Who is that?
Mike McGlinchey is the starting right tackle for the San Francisco 49ers and a Notre Dame alum.
And Mikey C's a big 49ers fan.
He is.
Does right. Mikey C know who Mike McGlinchey is, though?
There's no way.
No chance.
Yeah, I think he does.
Mikey C does. Did we do this last year with him? Like, how many Niners can he name?
He knew more. I think he won that one.
All right.
I think he can name more Niners right now than I could Jets.
Oh, Jesus. I mean just think of 2020 when the Jets are trotting out there. 2020. Joe Flacco and Frank
Gore.
How
can you not say that name correctly?
Joe Flacco and Frank Gore.
I like Joe Flacco better.
We had Dominique on, and I asked him when you retired back in 2012. I told you Joe Flacco was going to be playing quarterback for the Jets 8 years later, blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, you know, not if he was black or something like that, to which I responded, Joe Flacco. How about that?
That's another quarterback got hotter when he got older. Joe Flacco, DILF now.
Yes, no Definitely. Doubt. Getting better looking with age.
Great hair.
Yep. I think Brady's
But does he have an 8-pack?
Yeah.
Oh, no chance.
An 8-pack.
You know what? I would have said that about Peyton Manning before, so I don't know anymore. Like, Peyton Manning has totally thrown off my belief of what former white quarterbacks can be.
Has he?
I don't know anymore. I always assumed Peyton Manning was a true dad bod. Like, we abuse that term so much now, but he seemed like the poster.
Okay.
Yeah, but he might just be one of those guys that's like, man, I don't have a game film to study, so I'll just do sit-ups until I can't feel things anymore.
We got a Mikey.
We got another Mikey. Oh, this is very
exciting. Yeah.
This is very exciting.
Hey,
there he is. Yeah.
What up?
We have our Mikey E. It is Michael Eve, SportsCenter anchor. Hello, Mikey E.
Dude, you know one thing I hate most about anything having the name Michael is when people call me Mikey. I hate that shit. And do you know why I hate it? I hate it because I'm old enough to know the original Life cereal commercial.
Oh, yes.
And remember the little fat kid that they were shaming? And the problem, though, is, by the way, thank you for welcoming me to your podcast, is they always get the freaking commercial wrong, right? They were afraid to eat the cereal because it was supposed to be healthy, so they didn't think it was going to be good. And someone said, hey, let's get Mikey. And the guy says, no, he won't eat it. He hates everything, right? But then when Mikey liked it, it's like, oh, we can eat it. But when people always do the joke, they say, oh, Mikey eat it. He eats everything. Wrong. And so since I was a child, I've hated anyone to call me Mikey. And plus, I was chubby as a kid, so you understand.
That was my next question I was going to ask, because you were around like a very, I think, safe group of chubby Mikeys in this chat. So if anyone's going to understand that plight, it's the Mikeys in this group.
Also, if anyone's old enough to remember the husky size clothes that you would get from Sears and Roebuck back if you were early 70s, late 70s, 80s baby. Yes.
Mikey A was very quick to put his hand up.
The husky
had to order them from the catalog.
They were husky size, but the pants they sold at Sears was called Tough Skins, if you remember that.
Jeez.
Yes.
I do remember that.
Because little fat kids are always falling, and so you need stuff that won't rip. So it was the husky Tough Skins that I used to wear when I was a kid.
Little fat kids.
So wait, why are we here?
It's amazing.
We're here because you're here because Mikey C is not here, okay? And so we're just calling every Mikey that we know, even though you hate being called Mikey. We're calling every Mikey that we know, and we're just having them come on and reminisce and perhaps tell a story about Mikey C if they have one. Have you ever worked with Mikey C, the great Mikey C?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a few times.
Okay. Any stories of him not being there when you needed him because he was smoking?
No, actually. That is – I can accurately say – he was never late because he was smoking. Now, I've heard all the stories about it, and I know how much he loves a good heater now and then, but no, I can attest he never messed up any of my shows because he was late.
Have you ever been close enough to smell him?
Yes and no. Yes, I was, but I did not inhale. So I've heard stories, but I do not have that smell in my life. But here's the deal. Like, growing up, both of my parents smoked. And believe it, my mom just turned 92 in August, and she still smokes.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
So I grew up with that smell my entire life, so much so that I didn't really know the difference until I moved out of my house when I went to college, you know, like 18, 19 years old or whatever. Right. So now as soon as I go back home to my mother's house, it smacks me in the face instantly, but I'm expecting it. So when I ran around Mikey for the first time, I wasn't expecting the smell, so – in my mind, I didn't want to inhale around him for obvious reasons. But nonetheless, when people say, oh, he's a big smoker, I was like, oh, then I'm definitely not going back to my childhood with Mikey
C. So if you walk by Mikey C, do you just get flashbacks of your childhood? Like the Sears catalog and all that stuff?
And I tell you why, like I never, because the only time I see him is literally typically behind the glass or in a hallway crossing. So I never actually see him with cigarettes in his hand, right? Or a lighter. So it doesn't, when I see him, the first thing I think of is not smoking. It's just, you know, his bad sports takes. So it's not the same,
right?
You know,
right.
Type of reception when I see him.
Got it. Right. Then go ahead, Gojo. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was going to say, because what tends to happen with Mikey is, because I understand you don't always see him out by the dumpster in his element. But what happens is, and you guys know this, we have these big heavy metal doors in here that basically air seal a lot of the rooms more or less when you go in there. And Mikey essentially hot boxes it with the smell. So if he ever opens one of those doors and you're passing by in the hallway, it's a full-blown assault. It's terrifying.
That's a good point.
Michael, we got to talk about these awards behind you. Nobody can see you because this is the podcast, but you have one of the better backgrounds we've seen. Are those Emmys? What are you working with?
Those are definitely Emmys. I mean, there's no
question.
How
jealous are you still?
How many of those things do you have, Mikey E? I mean, Jesus.
I have five. Those are four of them. And then the thing up top is called a Telly Award. Right. And when I won it, they described it to me as this. Getting a Telly is sort of like getting if the Emmy is the Academy Award, the Telly is the Emmy. Does that make sense? It's kind of like a weird thing.
Yeah.
So like the Academy Awards, like is bigger. So a telly's just below an Emmy in terms of recognition, whatever. I don't know.
How many tellies do you have?
Yeah, this is all I got. I got one of these here. Look, see mine.
Lifetime Achievement Award at the Cracker Barrel. Got it.
I don't even know what this is for.
Did you order that for yourself?
World's
I think
best
get those
boss.
At trophiesrus.com, I think.
It's Best Non-Music Show. Me and Levitard won Best Non-Music Show in South Florida. How about that?
That's pretty good. All right, so real quick, like, I really don't care about these. I really don't. Right. But my wife put them up. Do.
Right.
No, I don't. Real talk, like the first one I got, I didn't even want to go to the award show in case I won, but my wife made me go.
Right.
And so now I think I've went twice of the five times I won, but she puts them up. She's like, you need something for a background anyway. So I was like, all right, fine. There we go.
Where's the fifth one?
I gave it to someone as a keepsake.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What happens is, Stu Guts, like,
would have been nice
like,
if you gave it to me. I mean, you know.
But you didn't help me on the project, right? So, if you win, they give you one for the person who wins it, but not necessarily the other people who could be involved in the production. So I gave it to that person.
Okay. Oh, that's very nice of you. That is a good job. It's something
what are the chances you would ever do that?
None.
Zero. But Michael, which Emmy win was that you gave away?
It was like for a best feature sports.
No. So you had already won three, and you're like, all right, I can let this one slide.
That's a good question.
It wasn't the first.
Yeah, no way.
It was definitely not the first. Yeah, it was somewhere around three or four.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere around three or four.
Right.
Because the other option was like you can actually if you win. And you're a part of one and that you're not necessarily selected to gift one, you can buy one. Like they'll take your money and reprint you a whole thing and you can have an additional keepsake to give somebody. But I wasn't doing that. I was like, here, I don't want the ones I have. Here, just take this one.
Next time you win one, I'll send you a check and feel free to get an extra one from me. Okay.
Right, fair enough. And you know what? I'll even put your name on it. How's that?
That would be customize it. That's amazing.
I'm like executive producer.
Yes, done. What's the thing? Because you have a great bookshelf behind you, and we'll get you out of here on this note. What is the thing you are proudest of? What's the thing that you like to show off the most on that? Now, besides the Emmys, there's a bunch of autographed baseballs. I see a couple of basketballs.
You know what it'd probably be? And I'm not huge into sports memorabilia for whatever reason, maybe because I worked in it too closely. But that ball up there is a signed basketball by Tubby Smith.
Ooh,
and so I'm from Kentucky, went to school there.
Nice.
And I was there when he got the job. And his first year, of course, he won the championship. And I had this ball. Someone had printed it, had given it to me. And I was like, Tubby, you guys win. I need you to sign this. He said, if we win it, we'll sign it. And he signed it.
That's awesome.
There we go.
That's fantastic.
That's
all right.
That's the take.
Mikey, I'm sorry that I keep calling you Mikey because you hate it, but I have.
And also, it hurts because my last name starts with an E, right? So Mikey, I'm set up for failure all the way through. So it is what it is.
Listen, you have done anything but failed in your life, my friend. You have five Emmy awards. We are proud of you, and we are thankful that you came on and joined us today. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, no problem, guys.
Stupidity. We had Mikey U. We had Mikey R. We had Mike McDonald.
Oh,
Mikey B.
Yeah.
Another Mikey B.
Who's in there? Oh my God. What the f is going on? Wait, but what are we gonna do when Breen calls in? I mean,
we're gonna adjust, all right?
Wait, so Gojo, is this your Pittsburgh Steeler friend?
This is the communications manager for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Birch. He was the SID at Notre Dame. For a long, long time, that is how we know each other. But yeah, now he hangs out in the on the south side with all the Yinzers.
How hard do you want me to press him on why we don't have Claypool on the show today?
Yeah, Mike, this is the reason I was texting you about Chase.
I gave Junior the it's a tough week. I don't know what we can do.
I know that speech.
Pretty busy.
Yep, we've heard them all, right? Listen, yeah. Listen, I've been doing this forever, Mikey B. Listen, four touchdowns, ton of media requests, should have had five touchdowns, super swamp, and then all of a sudden you forget about Gojo, your friend forever, and that's how it works, you know?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know.
I did text you about 30 minutes before we wanted to record.
Wait, hold on. This is good. Now we're getting somewhere. Michael, I am asking you, we discussed this on Monday with Mike Golic Jr., and we thought he had been working on this since Monday. Uh-oh. When did Mike first reach out to you to get Claypool on the show today?
I cannot confirm nor deny that it wasn't yesterday.
It was yesterday at 10:25. I just looked.
I'm riding.
That's right after I texted you at 10:23 and said, "What's happening on Claypool?"
Yes, it is.
Gojo, I have never been prouder of you in my entire life.
Oh,
oh God.
It's incredible.
Michael, listen, if you feel free, we'll be doing this again next week. If you want to come on with Claypool, we're happy to do that as well.
Just saying your coach's name is also Mike. Yes. Just saying.
Yes. Mikey T. Yeah. Yes.
Just saying.
Mike T.
Yeah.
You can tell Mike T it's me. I'm sure he remembers me fondly from when he cut me back in 2013.
It was a remarkable camp, Mike. It was a remarkable camp.
Yeah, I feel like he often looks back on that one pretty fondly. So
yeah.
Yeah. All right. So who can we get on next week, Mike? For real.
Let's see. We gotta see who play. See how Sunday goes.
Okay, Cleveland Browns, right? Big game. Yep. All of a sudden, the game against the Browns has become a massive game. Who would have thought?
It has.
I was going to say, this is the conflict, Mike. Are you allowed to talk about this while you're at work right now?
I can. I was born in Northeast Ohio. I'll leave it at that. That's correct.
I was going to say, it's a big one for Mike.
I'm wondering if Mikey B has a good story about Mike Golic Jr. from college. I'm just out of curiosity.
Yes, I have plenty.
Can you talk about that on at work?
Can you talk about any of them?
That I don't know that I can share here. There are people around me.
Okay, so this is what I will tell you. Your stories about Mike Golic Jr. are far more important to this podcast than Ben Roethlisberger, Mike Tomlin, Claypool, or anyone else you can get for us. I'd like to have you on next week to tell Gojo stories, if possible.
I think I could come up with a few. I don't know if any would allow me to remain friends with him, though.
It's even better. That's the one.
He's not getting any Steelers on, so it doesn't matter to us.
Exactly.
Right. Right. How many other Mikey whatever letters have you rolled through?
I think we're six deep now.
Yeah, I'm crossing off a lot. I mean, I don't know if you're standing anywhere close to him, but we could really use a T. I mean, if you just want to stick the phone in his hand for a second, just wave to us. Yeah, and just say, and all I have to do is say, like, splash, and that's it. Okay?
If you give us a blade of grass, we will defend it. That's all I want.
Wait, the standard is the standard, all right?
Mike, I'm asking, since, like, genuinely, is this at all possible? Are you close to Mike Tomlin right now?
No, I'm not. They are all the way upstairs in meetings. Okay. I am downstairs in our studio.
Since we've bothered you, Mike, do you have anything you want to promote? I know you're getting ready to do a show with a couple of your Steelers guys.
Oh, yes. Bud brought a buddy. Bud Dupree has a show on YouTube. He brings a different Steeler in, and this week's episode will be with Juju Smith-Schuster. So Bud brought a buddy. It's pretty funny.
Very nice.
We put it out on Steelers.com.
All right. Boom. I thought for sure you were going to say Claypool, and I was going to go – in bananas. I'm joking.
All good.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us. So next week, Gojo stories, okay? Out of the
Sounds
office.
Good.
Okay.
Sign me up.
Okay. Thanks, we appreciate it, my friend. Thank you for doing this. Okay, cool.
Oh,
look at you. Everyone chipping in. This is
two gods. I got to say, I'm a little disappointed. When he said Juju Smith-Schuster, I was waiting for you to say Shalom.
L'chaim. Damn it. Oh, my God. You're right, Stanzik. Fuck.
Oh, boy.
You got to do it on Thursday, not Friday. It's Shabbat on Friday.
I think what we've learned is we definitely have lesser Mike with Mikey C weekly.
Oh, no. I'm thinking about eliminating him from the show, period.
A different rotating Mikey every week just comes back on.
Different letter.
I love this. Hold on. I want to tell you guys a quick funny story about Mikey C. I asked him for his Venmo. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me try to get to this. I said, what's your Venmo? I don't have Venmo. What's the fastest way to send you money? Nobody has ever said that to me. Let me think. I responded, Jesus. Then he goes, I'm going to try to set up Venmo right now, but I'm kind of drunk. Okay. Oh, this was taking place at 11:14 in the morning. Then he follows up by saying, how hard could it be? And then he says, okay, I think it's at whatever it is. I think
It's at Michael, whatever it is. Okay, there's more to it, I think, but he doesn't know. And then he wrote, it is. My friend just sent me a dollar. So then I go days without responding, and he goes, so are you sending me a Venmo or something? You got me all excited. I said, are you sure that's your Venmo? He said, my buddy sent me a dollar to test it. Now the f***er wants me to pay him back. And that's it. I still haven't sent him anything. Well, because I'm not certain it's his. I am convinced, actually, at this point, that it's not his, and I'll just be sending. Because once you Venmo to the wrong account, it's impossible to get back, to trace back, you know? Oh, my God. This is so exciting. Mikey T is in the house.
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Oh, wow. All right. So I just want to remind the audience here, Mikey C is out. He's getting oral surgery. None of us are concerned about it. He's got a tooth growing in his nose, which is, listen, what happens when you smoke forever. So we are calling every Mikey that we know, and now we've just stumbled upon Mikey T, of course, the great Mike Tannenbaum. How about that? Now, who's responsible for this booking? All right, Mikey A. What is your question for Mikey T, Mikey A?
Okay. Outside of Eric Bieniemy, who should the Jets be looking at in a few months?
Ooh, good question.
Well, first of all, I was told that if I could quickly zoom in and have a picture of a golf course, then I could play at Augusta, which is exactly what is over Stugatz's right shoulder, right?
Yes. Yes. I looked over the left shoulder. Stupidity. That is a master's flag right there. Yeah.
But hold on. You looked over the wrong shoulder and still said yes without skipping a beat. You just lied.
I knew what he was talking about, though. Mike Tannenbaum, what were you going to say? Mikey T, excuse me. What were you going to say?
So I just want to verify that, like, by calling in on time, that I can verify that I can go play Augusta, as that was the quid pro quo for doing this appearance. I just want to make sure, because I got my golf picture in the background, I just want to make sure we're good for Augusta.
Yeah, Mike A, you are a great negotiator.
Very good. Mike A, is that what you promised him? Stugatz will take you to Augusta? Is that it?
I had promised him anything. I had to get one on.
Okay. Mike Tannenbaum, I think you would have a better chance of getting the two of us on Augusta than I would, if you want to know the truth. So
you got a lot more juice than I. I've lost a lot of games in the NFL. You're undefeated.
You're right. Done. I will get you on, okay?
Are we recording this?
Oh, yeah. It's recording. First, I got to get my dad on, okay? I got to get myself on. And then I got to take my dad, and then it's me and you. It's me and Mikey T, okay? And I got the connection, so we're good. I will deliver on that promise, I think. I looked over my left shoulder, my PA.
I do love Stugatz's idea. Oh, God.
What idea? Wait, I like Mikey A's question, though, to Mike Tannenbaum. The next Jets. Well, I think Adam Gase is still going to be there next year, Mike.
So why?
Well, I would say philosophically, I don't like to talk about jobs that aren't open, because I have been there and I have worked with Adam Gase. I actually went to the playoffs with Adam Gase, which is something that, you know, maybe a interesting footnote considering that the Jets are playing the Dolphins this year. But putting that aside, Mikey A, I would say, generally speaking, besides Eric Bieniemy, there's a number of really interesting coaches to me, most notably, when you look at Tampa Bay, and I think they're going to be in this till the end, I like both their coordinators, Todd Bowles, who I thought did probably a better job than he got credit for in New York. Defensive guy, really relates well to players. The other side, Byron Leftwich. You know, Byron was a guy that was under the radar, played quarterback. Chad Pennington used to speak so highly of him and his football acumen. And I'll give you one name that's under the radar, and I'll tell you why. His name's Kevin O'Connell. Kevin was a draft choice out of New England. He bounced around the league. But here's something that's really remarkable. When we were at the Jets, Rex Ryan was the head coach. Mike Pent was the defense coordinator. They relied on Kevin O'Connell a lot to help them design blitzes to defeat protections. And they said, and, you know, Rex has coached for 4,000 years. And he said, Kevin O'Connell's the smartest guy we ever had. He's like, this guy was going to be a head coach. And this is while he was still – and we had Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, we've had a gazillion of them. And just the fact that Kevin had a mind that could design defensive pressures that were better than what Penton or Rex could do was really amazing. So, you know, he's now the coordinator of the Rams, a little bit under the radar nationally, but keep an eye on that name.
All right. And listen,
wow.
Great job by Stanzik for reminding me your relationship with Mike Pettin. We need a Mikey P if you want to reach out to him and perhaps ask him to join us here.
Going up that Augusta foursome.
You want to know what's funny about Mike Tannenbaum? I am being serious. I say this all the time. In fact, I said it today because Lebatard was pressing me on the Jets. I said people don't give Mike Tannenbaum enough credit for how good of a job he did along with Rex Ryan. I'm a Jet fan for 40 years. The only two times I was a game away from three times, one with Parcells against the Broncos, but the two other times were courtesy of Mike Tannenbaum and Rex Ryan. So thank you. It was a game away from the big game, and that's good enough for me as a Jet fan.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what, we were close to 98. You know, earlier that day, you know, Minnesota should have beat Atlanta, and we're beating the Broncos at halftime.
10-0.
And if we didn't have a fumble in the second half, we may have gone 98 as well.
Yeah. You were up 10-0 at halftime, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Stanzik, that's the time I told you we were watching that all together, my friends, and we said at halftime, Mike Tannenbaum, no one say those words, okay? Everyone was thinking it, but no one say it. Years later, it was revealed to us, one of my friends, Brian Tomeo, left the apartment where we were watching the game. These are lifelong Jet fans. He went out at the time, back in 96, 97, pay phones, okay? Which I know is a shock to Mikey A and Mike Gullit Jr. There were phones on the street. You would go downstairs, put a quarter in it, and after 3 minutes, they would ask you for more money because you were running out of time. So my friend Brian went out. Now, he didn't
iPhones
reveal
to
this.
Quarters?
He did not. Yeah, payphone, man. You stick quarters in it. He did not reveal this to us till many, many years later, okay? He bought from a scalper two tickets to the Super Bowl at halftime of that game, Mike, okay? So if you want to blame anyone, blame Brian Tomeo. In fact, feel free to tell him to off right now, okay?
Get him on the pod.
Hey, can I ask you guys one question?
Yes.
Which one of the five of you did I try to sign as a free agent when I was running an NFL team?
Oh, it had to be Mikey C.
My God. You know what? Like,
what happened, Gojo?
Apparently my agent wasn't fielding phone calls because if anyone was trying to sign me, I should have been picking up the phone.
It was with your dad, and you know, you wound up changing your mind, but we were far down the road of bringing you in and giving you a shot.
Wow.
Wow.
Man,
wow.
What
sliding
could have been,
doors,
could
man.
Have been, Mike, because spoiler alert for the other shots that I had, they didn't work out too well. So next time you offer me a shot, I'm taking it, whatever it is.
But you know, knowing what you're making as an ESPN guy, it would have been a pay cut to work in the NFL given how well you're doing now.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, that's a good point. Wait, we need to get your dad on. Your dad failed you there, man.
Honestly, my dad's the worst agent I ever had. And actually, based on what Mike just said about this job, the best agent I've ever had. So
no, I know, but it's a very fair point. But is this the first you're hearing of this, Mike Gullit Jr.?
Yeah, it is. I'm a little caught off guard right now. So this is a great time to find out about the first dream that I ever had in my life, that it
right.
could have happened, right. and me and Mike could have started our great relationship earlier, and because yeah. of that, because
well,
of
maybe we could talk about it during our slow walk in Augusta over 18.
But Mike, listen, if your dad, you know, conveyed that to you, you wouldn't be sitting here with us right now. So I mean,
I got it.
Oh. All right, Mikey T, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, guys, take care.
And let us know when Mikey P, Mike Pettin's calling in, and you and I, Augusta, okay? Collision course.
Sounds good. All right, guys.
What a ridiculous show we do.
What are we doing? Wow.
How did we not get Collins? Awesome. What happened?
Never yeah, what answered. Happen?
You think Mikey C's oral surgery is done yet?
I already texted him. He didn't answer.
Holy shit. What a rush that was. Stupidity!